Today's devotion is entitled, To Be Determined, by Pastor Ethan Baister, St. James, Chicago. And he said to them, What things? And they said to him, Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, a man who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and rulers delivered him up to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Luke 24:19-21a. We live in a world of to be determined. Plans change, answers take time, and clarity always feels just out of reach. Without realizing it, we bring that same uncertainty into our faith. We know that God has said about forgiveness and salvation, and yet we find ourselves waiting for something more. Like the disciples on the road to Emmaus, we say, we had hoped, even when the promises of God are already fulfilled. The problem is not a lack of evidence, but a lack of faith. We begin to treat God's promises as if they are still TBD. But in Christ, nothing about your salvation is uncertain. The cross was never a question. The resurrection was never in doubt. Your sin is not pending review. In your baptism, God has already acted, joining you to Jesus' death and resurrection, and giving you forgiveness that does not depend on how you feel. Even when doubt lingers, Jesus does not leave you to figure it out on your own. He comes to you through His Word and through His sacraments. Just as He was made known to the disciples in the breaking of the bread, so He makes Himself known to you, not through stronger feelings or better understanding, but by giving Himself to you. Because forgiveness is already determined in Christ, it can be spoken with certainty, not with a nonchalant, it's fine, or don't worry about it, but with an earnest, I forgive you. These are not just words describing forgiveness, they are words that give it. And this is how Christ continues His work among you, His forgiveness spoken, received, and shared. You are not waiting for God to decide your future or your standing before Him. It is already done and given. Your role as a Christian is simply to receive. So hear it declared to you even now. You are forgiven in Jesus' name. Amen.